Welcome to Molly and Pete Save Everything. I'm Pete.
I'm Molly.
And this is a podcast where we, Molly and I, just talk about things that we did this week. Right?
Yes.
What did you do this week?
It wasn't a super exciting week.
What?
Well, currently right now we have a dog that's pacing around because she's nervous because the Air and Water show is going on. And I noticed like when you look in your social media feed, like the Air and Water show they start practicing on like Thursday. Mm-hmm. And like maybe somebody's like Facebook feed or whatever, people are like excited about this, but in mine it's just people complaining about how their pets are nervous. Mm-hmm. About it, and that it's you know, a waste of resources and not a lot of positive reviews or vibes about the Air and Water show. So I mean, I think it's cool, like if you just happen to be down there and a plane goes by you really like fast, it's cool. But like I drove by it this morning and everyone's like camped out and it's raining and this is not like a good time, really crowded, and no thank you.
I always enjoy the Air and Water show. When I was young and it happened, I happened to be at a Cubs game, and the planes would fly over Wrigley Field, and I thought that was like the coolest thing. They would come so close that you could see the pilot.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
Yeah.
So like every year I would try out whatever the Air and Water show weekend is. If the Cubs were in town, I would try to get tickets for a Cubs game for that weekend.
I feel like we've done this, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
But then one year we did it, but it wasn't like the right year. Like they didn't fly over because
they
changed
the game time to
something
later. Yeah. So we missed it.
Yeah.
There was one year where we went, and Chef Hans Achsenbacher, he was a friend of ours, and he was very friendly with the Cubs staff, and he took us down to the field on this day. I'm like, this is going to be great. We're here. The Cubs are playing the Cardinals. It's the Air and Water show weekend. Chef Hans is going to hook us up with like amazing seats. Well, he took us to the press box or the press area. Mm-hmm. And it's so high where you can't see, like you can't see anything in the sky. So you'd hear the planes, but you couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, we've gone on 4th of July too, where they've done a night where they're in fireworks. It's the same thing. Like everyone has to like cram down towards the field because you can't see the fireworks.
Yeah, there's parts of the Air and Water show that I certainly enjoy. And yeah, like being at those Cubs games, you get really wrapped up into, you know, like all of a sudden you're chanting USA, USA. You don't even know what you're doing. Like, why am I chanting USA as a plane flies over the baseball field?
I'll enjoy it very passively. And now I'm just annoyed because it's just so loud and it stresses Zuzu out. Like, we've gone where we've just been like riding bikes on a Friday and we'll go and watch the practice. Mm-hmm. And like nobody's around. And that's fun. I'm not into things where you do the thing that you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Like, I don't want to go to Austin when South by Southwest is going on. I don't want to go to New Orleans when Mardi Gras is going on. Like, I don't want to go to Indianapolis when the Indianapolis 5000 or whatever.
You just want to go to Indianapolis on a regular weekend.
I don't want to be a part of the thing that everybody wants to do.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really crowded. And the weather is terrible today.
Yeah.
So, and that maybe it's because we've like our beaches are eroded, so things are more, there's less space, so
yeah,
it's more crowded.
Be, yeah.
Or maybe I've just never driven by the lake when this was going on. My parents used to live like near Navy Pier and we walked down there. I remember it was crowded. So
yeah.
I don't know. But I was like, this is so many people camped out. I don't have whatever it is in you that kind of experience appeals to you.
Yeah, it brings tons of people down because it brings your regular people who are fascinated with it. But then there's also this weird, you know, people that like trains for some reason, you know, the weird people that like, there's also people that really like air shows.
Yeah.
And they go to all around the Midwest to see various air shows. And I think that brings a lot of people as well.
Well, maybe we do things that, like, we're on this roll of going on vacations where we go to tennis tournaments and Cubs games. And I could see that not appealing to a lot of people. So.
I know. Although
so we're guilty too.
Because, yeah, we went to Cincinnati last year to see the tournament, and then we went to Pittsburgh. This year, we're going to go to New York. We're going to watch the U.S. Open and see the Cubs play the Mets.
So we're just going to walk across the boardwalk to see that, which I've always wanted to do that. And then you said to me, hey, next year during the Rogers Cup in Toronto, the Cubs are playing the Blue Jays?
Yeah, the Blue Jays.
Like, I'm like, is this all we do now? Remember when we said, like, let's go to Paris. Let's go to the National Park. Like, no, we can only go see tennis tournaments and Cubs playing.
I think two in a row is fine. We don't have to make it three in a row. I'm done with the Cubs as of today. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I was driving down Lakeshore Drive because my friends that I run with, we took a field trip today and we went to Waterfall Glen, mm-hmm. which is in
Darien, you said?
Off of 55. Yeah, Darien. We ate breakfast in Burridge. Mm-hmm. So near Lamont. So I'd always like known about this and thought it was really far away, and I'd seen people take their dogs there and it looked really pretty, and it was pretty, but it wasn't that far away, and it was fun to run somewhere else. And we run with Kara, which is Chicago Area Runners, a nonprofit running group, and we met them down there and they were so like warm and welcoming to us, and we ran with them. And then after we ran our loop, we got back to the start and to where like the car is parked. And when we do our runs, like maybe sometimes we'll have popsicles or we'll have bagels. I mean, most of the time there's nothing, but every now and then there'll be something special. Actually, like on Saturday, I heard they're going to have beer one day. That was like, I know. It was
wow,
like,
you guys
whoa.
Finished at 9 in the morning. That's early.
No judgments.
Okay, you're right.
It sounds really appealing sometimes. But we got back to the start and they had like a volunteer that sets up a huge spread of snacks and like 100 boxes of granola bars, food that people had made, donuts, chocolate milk, almond chocolate
wow.
milk.
Going deep.
Tons of fruit, frozen grapes, which like changed my life to eat frozen grapes. Yeah, anyway, it was just a lot of food and our eyes were just like huge and we were out of control. Just like we'd eat everything. And we're like, oh, we feel bad because people, like the runners contribute, like they bring food. Like we just came empty handed and we ate all the food. And the volunteer was so nice and he's just like,
you know,
here, let me help you with this. Let me help you with that. I'm like, yeah, those people. Five people that came from the city came and ate all of our food.
Now, last night, I can't remember. I got home late from work. You were still sleeping I think you were sleeping.
I was finishing
90210.
Yeah. I had like 5 minutes left.
So maybe we started a conversation and maybe I fell asleep and I was dreaming this. Is this real? You told me something about a potluck that's happening at a... is this real? Or is this fake? There's a potluck and you were like, can you come while we go running and can you like set up a bunch of food? And I was like, what? Wait, Aunt Me, come to... while you're out running, go and set up food for the... this is real. I wasn't dreaming this. This is a real
this
thing
is real.
That you suggested.
So once a year, they have a potluck after the run and they ask for... like the site director asks for if anybody's partner or friend or, mm-hmm. or spouse or whatever would want to come and help like set everything up
so
while we're running.
Do I have to cook it and make things? I just have to go
just,
and put out
yeah,
tables.
Yeah, you just would get there a little bit before we're done running to, so like when we finish running, and it wouldn't be you alone. It would be like a group of people together. But it seems kind of nice that then you could like that you could be a part of it all too. And
yeah, it does seem nice.
Like, but
when you said that, I was like, wait a minute, are you expecting me to bake things? And then I load up our...
Why was
our
talking about this in like the middle of the night?
We have to load up our car with treats, and then I have to ride to Montrose and set up tables and chairs in the morning while you... This is not part of the...
But now I'm... Well, and then I realized that I'm running a marathon the day before, so I may not even run that day, so you might get out of it.
Yeah, I may not run that day, but you can just go. I was like, oh, yeah, this sounds wonderful.
Well, this morning I had the thought of, like, because there was a lot of dogs out at Waterfall Glen. And I was like, oh, you could come with us and bring the dogs and just walk around an hour and a half while we run at 6 o'clock in the morning. Is that appealing to you? So we took a little detour from the group because we had never run out there before because there's a waterfall. So hence the name Waterfall. Because we're like, oh, we've got to go see this waterfall. So mm-hmm. we ran like an extra half mile to go and see a waterfall. And we got there and it was the most underwhelming waterfall. But then later on, I found out that it's just because it's the season. Like, I guess during the spring it's really pretty, but it was just like, I said, like, you know, actually if one of us had that in our backyard, we might be kind of excited about it. Like, it was like man-made, so maybe part of it when water's actually coming down is natural, but this was just like, it looked like just a man-made water feature. Like mm-hmm. it looked like if you had like a pool that was supposed to kind of look faux natural, and like yeah. the water came, it didn't come from like a pump, it came like from like a little waterfall or mm-hmm. whatever on the side, like just a few rocks and a little trickle yeah. coming down.
That's nice.
I wish I had a photo. Nobody had a phone with them to take a photo.
But. Does it come with any lore? Because you know how when you go to Starved
Rock. Oh, yeah, like the murders.
All you hear about is murder at Starved Rock. Anywhere you go, it's like, this is where the murder happened.
The murder happens. So people go to Starved Rock and post photos of like, kind of the most dramatic waterfall,
yeah.
and like, so, and I'm like, that's where the murder happened. Don't they know?
Does the waterfall Glen have a murder attached to it, or no? Is it?
I don't know. I should look it up. Maybe there.
Well, next time you go.
Yeah, we're only going for the food. We're not going for the waterfall. We're only going for the food to eat all their food. So you were working out. You did work out while I was gone.
I did.
No?
I went to Orange Theory Fitness. We do Orange Theory. You do it less now because of your training for your marathon.
You go 6 days a week, and I go 3 to 4 days a week.
This is how they get you. there's constantly some sort of contest or competition.
There's a t-shirt on the line.
And for this,
for a water bottle.
For summer, it's a commit to fit. And you sign up for a certain number of classes per month. And I've signed up for 20 classes per month because I usually go between 5 and 6 times a week. We're going on vacation at the end of August, so we're missing a week. Mm-hmm. And I'm obsessed with getting to this 20. Why though?
You just put a star on a sheet that then they just throw away. Like, I guess you're entered in a raffle that you might win a water bottle.
Yeah,
though.
I guess so. Or a towel or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm upset.
You do have your towel collection going.
I've gone every day this week because I have to get to 20 before we go on vacation.
I let my goal go, and I'm not going to get it. So it's also half century. You're going for 50 classes yeah. this summer, which you've already gone 60 something, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to even hit 50. But I had to make a tough decision to like let go of that goal in favor of other goals that I'm trying to achieve. So it was a really tough day when I had to make that decision.
and you're right. I love Orange Theory.
It's such a big part of our life, and
yeah, I would recommend it to anybody who's thought about it, seen it.
But when you start going as much as we do, you start to see the cracks in things.
so they have the, you know, the big glass wall, and then they put, you know, each team is on a big sheet of paper, like the team that goes 8 times, the team that goes 12 times, the team that goes 16 times, and then the 20 people. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you can put a little star by your name. And I feel like such a dummy. I'm so obsessed with putting after my class is done, okay, I got to go grab my gold star and put it next to my name. Well, like, what? I'm a grown-up. Why do I care about these gold stars?
Ultimately, you're working out, and that's the point. So if it gets you there, then,
there's days.
It gives you some motivation. It'd be boring if there was nothing. I don't know how people work out without like any kind of like goal, like,
but a gold star next to your name. And there's days where I've left because I had to leave early or something, and I'd forget to put my gold star, and I'd be thinking about it all day. Like,
well,
oh my
that
God,
might be a
put,
little extreme.
Gold, I'm like, what if I'm not putting put my gold star on?
I think that's maybe an issue you need to look at. But
I also, today, since you were out running, and this is good and bad because we go together often, mm-hmm. you do a great job of pushing me on the treadmill, and you shame me at the weights when, you know, like, oh, I recommendations for this is, you know, 8 to 10 pounds, blah, blah, blah. And my base is kind of like the 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times where like you'll grab the 20 and I'm like, I want the 20. And you're like, go get the 25.
So yeah.
I'm like, I don't want it. I can't get the 25.
Or like, I think this week some, like a girl wanted to come and take your 25
right.
and you weren't using them. And I thought you should have. And I was like, yeah, you should take them. That'll make Pete feel even worse that he's not using them.
Yeah. So there's a lot of whenever we go together, I get shame. So today was just glorious. I get to just work out with my little
with your
18-pound weights. Nobody shaming me until you doing
heavier.
Oh,
somebody was. You just didn't know it. Okay. So, all right. So just one more quick thing about heading out to the whole other world, which is Burridge
yeah.
was where we were eating breakfast. Yeah, even though we ate all the food on the table, we still wanted to go to breakfast. And so we went to your basic large menu breakfast fare.
Yeah, a beautiful place.
Like a little bit cuter than a diner kind
yeah.
of thing. And so, you know, as we know, we've gone vegan and mm-hmm. eating out can be challenging. And so another person that I run with is vegan as well, and so we're sitting next to each other and we're looking at the menu and we're looking at each other like, there's the vegetarian options were like a turkey burger. I mean, yes, we need to like replenish things and we need to eat something, but we're going to breakfast to like to hang out.
It's
with
more
each
of a social
a
thing.
Yeah, so we can figure something out. So let's order this omelet. It has tons of vegetables. It comes with toast. It comes with potatoes. We can add some avocado to it. We can make this good. It will, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll just order it with no eggs, no cheese, no sour cream. So wait, Dolores, the waitress, who called everybody, she had a real Chicago accent, called everybody friends. I heard her go over to another table at one point, like, how you getting through? Like, because these plates of food were huge. Oh, we're getting through our plates of food. And people were having the least vegan meals I've ever seen. Like, this older couple sitting by us got, like, eggs with cheese. Like, the cheese, they were very yeah. liberal with the cheese
yeah.
and decided bacon. It was just like, yeah,
yeah
everything. Everything
glorious.
I eliminate. I should have said everything I don't just take to that table. Everything I can't have. And anyway, so there was like, you know, there were things featured on the menu called like mega meat omelet. So can we have the mega meat omelet but no meat? So we kind of threw for a loop with our order, and I debated before like, dare I ask if maybe they have tofu back there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, a tofu scramble, that sounded great. We needed some protein.
Yeah.
It's Burridge. Well, so we're ordering and she's kind of confused. And now kind of the thing that happens is that waiters come over to you and they say, does anybody have an allergy or a dietary restriction? And so then you can say vegan, and it's fine. It's becoming really common and we shouldn't feel shame about it. So we're ordering this stuff and she's just like kind of confused. And I asked if they had tofu and she was like, no. And so then she's asking us if we want, anyway, she had a perplexed look on her face and I said something like, we're vegan. And she, her eyes got huge and she was like holding her little order pad up and writing on it. And I just like her whole face, like her eyes just got so big. And she's like, it was as if I was saying like, we had some horrible, we're dying of a horrible disease. So we can't. So then she asked like, okay, are potatoes okay? I was like, yeah. She's like, is the toast okay? I was like, yeah. She's like, with butter? And I was like, no butter. And they still brought us the sour cream, which, yeah. So that was, I hope that was an exciting moment in their day too. And the two vegans,
I'm sure they're
from
talking
the city
about. Remember those two girls
shook things up.
Didn't order butter for their toast.
They just ordered vegetables. So yeah, so speaking of like going to restaurants, the last and being vegan, and so last Sunday we were going. So like the rescue that we work with was having a fundraiser at a bar. And we're thinking like, okay, let's go eat lunch somewhere beforehand and then we'll go to this fundraiser. And we're thinking like, where can we go? And I don't even know how we like thought of this, but
there's an app, a vegan app. You can put in the place that you're going and it'll list all the vegan restaurants that are close to the place. So this fundraiser was at Harrigan's on Halstead and Diversey, and I put that in, and it came up with a list of vegan options that are close to there.
We went to the Pick Me Up Cafe. So some of you might like be like, oh my gosh, I haven't been there since college, which is anybody who's been there. I feel like they haven't been there since college. And we were surrounded by a lot of like college age kids. Yeah. So somehow it just like keeps turning over generations of kids. Same thing. It's kind of dinery. It's near Wrigley Field. They have a lot of vegan options. I don't... so much of that area has changed, but it's still there. And the reason we would go there is because that was like a neighborhood where people in college had apartments. And I don't even know if that is still the case now. I don't know.
I think people still live in Lakeview, like young kids.
And I guess there's a lot of like apartment buildings. And then I just feel like the rent would be really high now. But maybe people's kids' parents are paying their rent and they feel like it's like a safe area or whatever.
There's a lot of those high rises around there too, you know, on the lake that I feel still are probably relatively affordable for like you know, recent college graduates and people in their early 20s and such.
So it's, and it's open 24 hours. And so it is kind of like... geared towards that crowd.
Like I remember we'd go when we were young, before we were 21, we'd go to a show at Metro or something, and we'd go down and we'd have coffee at, you know, at 10:30 at night.
Or we would be going to like the Alley or something like that, like stuff at Clark and Belmont over there. And then you would go to the Pick Me Up. So we went and we thought like, oh, this will just be easy. And we went and like everything took so long. Yeah. We waited forever. And I had, you know, like I had run 20 miles that morning and I had eaten some breakfast, but I was getting to a point where it was like 2 o'clock and we still hadn't eaten lunch. And I just felt like, this is the end. It was nice knowing you.
The Pick Me Up Cafe.
I'm just going to fall over right here. So we finally got seated and we finally ordered our food, and I ordered like a redundant meal of like we had nachos and tostadas. But for Pete's drink, he chose a creamsicle shake.
Yeah. It's on the menu as a special. What's the you seem to have a big problem with me ordering a creamsicle shake.
I just feel like it's like I don't want to drink a shake as my like with my meal, like as my beverage. I would have it as like a standalone thing or as a dessert or like something you drink when you're like walking like to somewhere. I'm not gonna like wash down my nachos with a creamsicle shake.
I didn't notice that many people getting the creamsicle shake. I think that's weird.
So we want to ask. We've been enjoying the feedback that we've been getting. We really appreciate everybody listening and chiming in. So am I the only one? Is Pete the only one who thinks a creamsicle or a shake is a good beverage for a meal, or am I the only one that thinks that it's gross or like just don't, not even, well, yeah, gross, but also just like not, doesn't work with food.
Well, it turned out it was my app. It was my
shake.
Yeah,
because we sat around and waited for like another hour for food.
But you always kind of mock me for a lot of my...
You like to drink like coffee. You like to order soup and have a coffee with it.
Yeah, or a sandwich and some coffee. And
I also don't really... I mean, I'll have coffee with my breakfast, but I also don't find coffee. I don't want coffee any other time of the day unless it's just on its own. I don't want it with a meal for lunch.
There's something about, I don't know if it's the Seinfeld effect, but I always enjoy the diner coffee in the cup. You're sitting at a diner table, like George and Jerry, they were, you know, it wasn't,
they have a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, right. And it's washed down.
I'm like,
so
my eggless omelet is like rising up in my stomach.
The creamsicle shake was delicious.
I'm sure it was. I don't find the pairing to be appropriate. A shake app is bizarre as well. All right, so let us know what you think about this. And we've been thinking too about how thinking about summers past or that, and made, this feels kind of like 90s or early 2000s to me, like that we used to see tons of movies in the summer, and some movies have come out that we wanted to see, and we just don't want to like be inside because the weather has been nice, and so we don't see movies anymore. And are people still going to movies?
I think that
feels dated to me.
Every Monday we get the box office numbers, and I think they're still healthy. Yeah. I think there's just fewer movies
that appeal to us.
Most of the movies that we like, where people are just kind of talking.
Yeah, walking around and talking.
Walking around and talking. Yeah. I think those don't get made as much.
Or they are on Netflix or something.
And also, we always talk, like, let's go see the new Quentin Tarantino movie. Or, then you think about going
it's
to
like
the
3 hours.
It's like you think about going to the theater. Yeah,
the theater's such a bummer.
Yeah, the like people are just terrible. Yeah, like
it's expensive, and
like you get there early and you find your seat. And then my blood kind of like boils for the next 20 minutes because I just watch everybody kind of coming in and looking up at you to see where they're going to sit. I'm like, please don't sit next to me. Please don't make me move any, you know.
Well, because you're there with people who are still seeing movies. So.
But you know what I mean? It's like to the point of I don't want to deal with.
I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy the theater experience anymore. Again, it's a bummer like to be in that like dark theater and people who were working there seem miserable. And I do like the little neighborhood theater that we have over here, so if something's playing I'll be like, oh, I'll go to that, but I don't find the joy in it that I used to. Okay, so here's the question: are we old because we're complaining about these things, or are we young because we think going to the movies, like, you don't go to the movie, you just watch things at home,
your computer? Because I mean, I still enjoy movies when we're watching movies here. We still get enjoyment
I still love movies. It's just I don't love going to the movies
because you're there, you're watching it, and then all I can think about is like the person that comes up to you and says, would you please move down a seat, you know, we want to fit 3 more people in here. I'm like, no, go to the row in front, you know, we've been here 20 minutes before this movie. You can sit in the row ahead of us.
The problem though with watching at home is that you always fall asleep.
Well, that is true. It sometimes takes us a few weeks to get through a 90-minute movie.
So, yeah, that problem needs to be solved.
I always attribute this to my... I have a very low resting heart rate. I don't know if that's the case, but that's what I always... Like, I'm so fit.
I'm so fit. I'm going to Orange Theory 6 times a week. I can't be expected to stay awake during this movie.
So, as soon as I sit down for 10 minutes, my eyes close because my resting heart rate is so.
And I know you're asleep, and I know I should stop what we're watching, and I say, are you asleep? And you say, no. And then I ask you, we talk about something later, and you were like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you'd been asleep for like 15 minutes.
So
you're dishonest about it as well. I'm like, why?
I don't know why.
Just
I am.
Be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to stop it to help you out. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm trying to, like, I don't want to have to rewatch this. So
I don't know why I've decided that I don't want you to know that I'm asleep, even though.
Because you know I'll be annoying.
But it's a weird thing.
It's more annoying for you to lie about it, I guess.
There's sometimes where I'll fall asleep and you'll continue to watch something and I'll catch it later. And we have this thing too where there's certain shows where you
sometimes have to make a decision about what to do.
Right. Like, I don't care about The Bachelor or Bachelorette. If I'm home and it's on, I'll watch it. But if I'm not home, I don't need to catch up. You can tell me what it is. Yeah. But then there's certain shows like Glow and Stranger Things and like that we both want to watch, that I want to watch together. It's like 10 o'clock at night and you're like, yeah, I want to watch an episode of Stranger Things. I'm like, sure. And then I could feel myself in the first like 10 minutes, I can feel my eyes closing. I'm not going to make it.
Like, you'll have your like hand on like arm on me or something and I feel it like getting heavy or it like it's like somehow like near my head or face and it like slides down into my eyes, your fingers are like, you're asleep.
I'm like, no I'm not, no, I'm totally, I know exactly what's going on. And again, well, then we'll watch the episode and for some reason I'll wake up as the credits are rolling and I'm like, oh man, I totally missed this episode. And I don't want to say anything to you like that I was asleep. So then we start the set.
I don't remember what, why is he why, there? What is this? You are sleeping.
Yeah. So I don't, I should just be more honest and just say that I'm falling asleep and we'll eventually
or
get
just
through.
Stay awake.
Another thing that we've come across this week for some reason is people have been, it's summertime, people are traveling around, and a thing that people do is, hey, I'm going to such and such place for a weekend. Anybody have any recommendations? I'm like, oh yeah. Heck yeah, I do. I've been to Louisville. I got tons of recommendations. And you think about it, you pour over. I'm like, yeah, like that restaurant was great. And then you spend an hour working on it. You submit that to the person that requested the information. Mm-hmm. And then they go. They do none of the stuff that you recommended.
But then we're the opposite, that like people will give us recommendations and we feel really guilty if we don't do them.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Try them out.
Yeah. I'm like, what? You're not doing, we know these are the best things. Why are you doing these other things? These aren't good things that you're doing.
Right. Yeah. So now it's like, I don't even really, they'll figure it out. They have Google.
Yeah.
They just want to tell people that they're going out of town, or so. I don't know, like what the reason is. So this brings up. I was recently asked for some recommendations. This wasn't anything going out of town. Last Friday night, I was working. Mm-hmm. I was taking the train home, so it was like 11, and one of our good friends, Katie Sandberg. She's the sister of Mary, who I work with, and I've known for I've known Mary and Katie forever.
We love them.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're the best.
And we'll do anything to help them.
Yeah, exactly. Katie sends me a text at, it was a 10:14, so I think I was off of work at 10, so like right after I got off work. She texts me, "Mary told me to ask you, what is a fun interactive in the city this weekend?" And immediately I responded with the nervous emojis because Kate,
it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there's a lot of, because I know Katie is intense and she,
you don't want to let her down.
I don't want to let her. Yeah. I'm like, I got to think. So I'm looking up things for the weekend. I check my Facebook
events because you're interested in everything.
And the only thing that I was interested for that day was the Stan's Donut 5K. And the Jeff Tweedy show at Space. That's not fun nor interactive. So I'm nervous. I'm looking. I'm searching best things to do in Chicago for fun interactive. And I wrote, is this for adults or kids? I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, she does a lot of stuff with her friends who have children, and I wasn't sure. I want to kind of get
question.
A base. You know.
Yeah.
She said adults. Like, I'm searching for things. Mm-hmm. These are not on that. I'm doing research because I love Katie and I want to like recommend things for her.
And she's probably just thinking like, oh, he keeps up with things. He'll just say like, oh, you should, there's this festival. There's that.
Right.
You know,
like she's not thinking I'm doing
this
research.
This restaurant just opened.
But I'm nervous.
Yeah.
So I'm doing research. And I come up with Retro on Roscoe, Market Days, Hot Dog Fest, and then a River North pub crawl, timeouts, five best things to do. And then I thought to myself, you know, enough of these timeout recommendations. What would I like to do? And I thought, like, hey, rent Divvy bikes, get some Divvy bikes, ride the lakefront path. Katie lives downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Ride up to the Montrose Beach.
Yeah.
Have a lovely lunch at the dock.
Yep.
It's like an oasis in the city. Ride back down. So I suggested that, and Katie says that she saw the retro and the hot dog and all that stuff, but she's like, is the Divvy Tourist? And I'm like, is the Divvy Tourist? I'm getting nervous again. Like, and she's like, can you send me something about it? So then I'm searching for, you know, I'm searching for Divvy information. And she says, need to look into attire. There's probably people, you know, what people are going to wear that, you know,
they might not be
set up for riding bikes or whatever.
Right.
So, and I said, I ride my bike on the lakefront path most every weekend. And it's a combo of tourist regulars, but it's really nice. And the dock is a little restaurant right on the beach at Montrose. It's good summer food. And then Katie writes, I'm confused.
No.
I'm like, oh no. And she's like, not everyone is an athlete, so I was looking for a social activity like bags. I'm totally in for bikes, but training isn't on par for this group beyond Soul Cycle. So I'm like, all right, gotcha. I'm like, I know where bags are. Have you been to the Riverwalk? And she was like, yep, once, with the nervous emoji. I think she was like, she lives downtown. She's probably embarrassed that she's only been there once.
Yeah.
I'm like, right by our offices, they have bags and games set up.
Yeah, it's great.
And she was like,
it's like one of our favorites.
No way. Where? And I was like, they have ping pong, they have bags, they have the big Connect.
They have a guy singing Jimmy Buffett covers.
They have the big Connect 4, the life-size Connect 4 game.
They probably have big Jenga.
They have Jenga. Yeah, exactly. So Katie was like, do people do it or would I be alone? I'm like, no, people are doing it. People are playing bags. And she wrote, shut up. And she's like, oh, Pete. And she's like, can you send me time info? And I'm like, I wasn't sure time info. It's just like right on the Riverwalk there. I'm like, we went the last couple of Fridays after work. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. It's, you can like have a drink. It's casual.
Right at Columbus. It's easy to find. Yeah.
And she's like, is it attached to a restaurant? And I'm like, no, you can just go. The games are just set up, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and you can just go and play.
It's just a little strip of grass along the Chicago River.
And then she wrote, where can I just go? No sign up? You can just play? And I'm like, they have tons of the benches and recliners, but I don't see any place for sign up. I think you just play.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you just wait your
turn. Use the honor system or whatever. And then she asks, what are the exact coordinates, time frame? Do I have to bring have to bring water, or is that something we can buy nearby? I'm like, there are a couple little pop-up bars that serve burgers and such. And she's like, you are the best. And I'm like, this is like at... This is 10:44, so we've been working on it for like a half an hour. Bring water. You know, mm-hmm, if you don't want to drink or whatever, you can avoid the line, bring your own water. I don't think anybody stops you. And so she asked me some directions. I tell her how to get there. She asked me how late it's open. I'm like, I'm not really sure.
Did you look it up?
No, I didn't. I said, like, we went around six or so, and we've been there for a few hours, so I'm sure it's probably open until at least 10. Mm-hmm. And she was like, perfect. I thought it would stop at 6. And then she's like, again, she's like, but people are there, right? I'm like,
yeah.
She's like, it's not desolate. I'm like,
no,
yes.
Their biggest problem would be that it would be too crowded.
And I was like, yes, people are there for sure. And then she was asking if it was tourist again. On Fridays, we went, it was a combination of after work, pre-going out, and obese people in ill-fitting sports jerseys. That seemed to be the population there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it might be less after work crowd on the weekend, I'm assuming. So I said that the Riverwalk kind of gets a little bit more fancy as you move west. Where we go, it's just a beach bar. It's casual, games, mm-hmm, nothing fancy.
Chill.
But it's very chill, very nice after work Friday crowd. And Katie thanks me. She's like, you're literally the best. Thank you. Like multiple.
You're on such a high.
I am. I'm feeling so great. Again, this is like.
You really came through.
10:51. I'm like.
That's exactly what she was looking
for.
Right.
This one is on Navy. It's on the Navy Pier side of Columbus Beach Bar. They have a guy playing music. And I said, there's an area with bags. And then she asked again, total tourist more than riverfront? She's like, I do not want tourist.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking.
So things are kind of starting.
Yeah,
to
I'm feeling. I'm like,
apart.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know how you do anything that's not. I mean, some things are going to be less touristy than others, but.
And I wrote, I said, I didn't feel it was touristy at all, but looking back, it probably is some tourists, but on Fridays, I feel like it's mostly an after work crowd, maybe, or people that are looking for to do stop there and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And she, when I said that it didn't feel touristy, she gave me the emoji where the guy is like rubbing the chin. Like she's like, are you sure?
Yeah. Of like anything downtown in Chicago, you're going to have tourists.
I said, it seemed mostly people who worked in the area were going out in the area after.
But again, it's not obnoxious. It's just like people hanging out.
And then she's like, even on Saturday? And I was like, I can't promise that there won't be some rubes out there rubing it up on a Saturday. We haven't gone on a weekend. So then I just wrote, at the worst, you'll be right outside, right by the river, and have ability to play bags and such. And I said, you can rent kayaks.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, she thanks me. You're the best. Thank you. You gave me more.
Okay, you're
more,
back to being the best.
More than anyone did. So helpful. She said, you should write a blog. Again, so I'm like laughing. I'm like, this is great. Mary, because she it was a group text.
So Mary was having to get all of these texts.
Mary was getting all of these texts. And Mary, I think, realized that there was a sufficient end to this, finally. Katie seems happy. Mary knows me. She knows that I'm nervous, trying to get
Katie.
Yeah, she knows that how much I care for them and like I want to help them out. So then we were at your parents' house on Saturday night. So mm-hmm. This is the night that Katie's going out. And all of a sudden I look at my watch and I see my phone ringing, Katie Sandberg. I'm like, oh no, what is going on? We were having dinner, so I didn't want to like look right away. So a few minutes go by and I look at my text and she just asks, like, what side, north or south? And I said, south side, sorry, it took so long, was at the having dinner at mm-hmm. Molly's parents' house. And then she wrote, we found it, thank you.
All right.
I just wrote, yay, hope you enjoy it, with the nervous emojis. Yeah. 'Cause I'm still nervous. Yeah. She's there. And now here it comes. An hour later, I get the response from Katie. Not good. With the 3 exclamation points. Katie, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. I never responded. I didn't know what to say to that.
Did you ever find out what was not good?
I don't.
Yeah. That's how it ended? Like, that's how it ended?
Yeah, that's the last text.
Oh, my gosh.
The last text in the chain. I want to know
what happened. Or did Mary fill you in on what happened?
No.
So you have no idea.
I don't
what
know
was
what
not
happened.
All caps,
yeah,
not good.
Not all caps,
what
not
could
good.
It be?
I don't know. This comes.
It's like you've ruined these people's
yes,
whole vacation.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I felt like I was under
a lot.
You're
not going to be friends with her anymore.
Right.
Like,
you just
destroyed everything. That recommendation.
And I remember we were at your parents' house watching the Cubs game, and I saw that thing come through, not good, all caps, multiple exclamation points. I'm like, couldn't even concentrate on the Cubs game. I was so nervous about what went wrong, but I didn't respond. I was like, I didn't want to.
I think you need to face your fears. I think we need to find out what happened.
Should we ask?
Next week, maybe we'll have an update about it. Oh man.
Did somebody drown? Not good. Maybe this wasn't supposed to be for me. Maybe she thought it was going to be texting Mary alone.
Like, you weren't supposed to see this.
Her feeling.
And Mary's like, well, you asked Pete, and this is what you get. So,
yeah.
I don't know what you
said. Yeah, well, Mary, yeah, because Mary knows. Mary knows when Katie asked me something, Mary probably thinks, like, oh boy, this has a chance to be okay, but in more likelihood, Pete's going to give a terrible recommendation.
No. It's just tough because we like to do certain things that not everybody wants to do. So
I guess we should find out, because in most circumstances, I feel the Riverwalk is it's
gonna
nice.
I'm going to say that what happened is that it was crowded and they couldn't get in to play bags. Like, it was too crowded, and the people who were there were touristy and obnoxious. Maybe had been drinking all day at that point.
So all the things that she was looking for that steered her the wrong way.
The service wasn't good, and that they wanted food and they didn't want beer or brats, burgers, and chicken sandwiches. I think doing things on a Saturday night downtown is anywhere.
Yeah.
So I could see where things could go wrong. Like, again, we go and do the things when nobody, like, we don't like to do the things when people are doing the things.
We go out at 2 in the afternoon to avoid this. So,
yeah. So right. I'm guessing that's probably what happened.
So I'm sorry, Katie, that I failed you in your recommendations, and I'm going to face my fears. I'll ask what went wrong and what I could do better the next time she asked me. She'll probably never ask me for a recommendation anymore after that.
Yeah, so we'll need an update on that, but we have a few updates from last week. You want to update people about the air conditioning.
Well, a lot of people have chimed in to say, don't get a window unit. There's like a bunch of portable window or portable air conditioning.
And my response to that is,
Mary Sandberg suggested same thing, like a nice Mitsubishi AC thing that just goes in the wall, won't mess up your couch window setup. And so, yeah, a lot of people were suggesting things. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. But then I brought this up to you, and your reply was, let's just be happy with what we have. So thank you to all the people that have been chiming, helping us out. We are going to be happy with what we have. Next year, maybe we'll look into something. So,
and it's already cool. It's like, you know, a lot cooler at night. So we're good.
And going back a few episodes, Hacky Sack, people are still chiming. You know, it's a podcast. People are catching up at
initially, people
times,
were saying it's not a thing, but now we're hearing maybe it is a thing.
Yeah. Kristen Decker, one of my former coworkers, she saw people doing Hacky Sack at Lollapalooza. And Roxanne, one of our friends, she was at the Smashing Pumpkins show
in Tinley Park,
and there was a group
now,
of people
this
playing
Hacky
Sack.
Thank you, Roxanne, for sending that, and it's hilarious. She sent a photo too, and it was really funny. It made me laugh. But that could be like, those people never stopped playing Hacky Sack. I'm gonna say,
yeah, they had a
that's no evidence
look
of it being a thing. Yeah, if you're at that show, you could still be playing Hacky Sack. I would say,
yeah.
Then you watch, so we've talked about how you watch the MLB network in the morning, and I'll be in the kitchen making lunches and stuff, and you like pause it and you're like, come here, and I want you to come. It's so funny. I want you to come watch this. There's even been moments where I've been not home and you've paused it, yeah, and I get waited. Home like hours later and it's still paused because you want me to watch this like funny thing.
I've just been sitting there watching a pause screen for 90 minutes waiting for you to get home, looking out the window like, where is she? She should be home by now.
And this week, the thing that was funny that you wanted to come in here, like they were talking about counting crows or something. And somebody said like that they saw them in concert and that it was terrible. Yeah. And that Adam Duritz did was play with his glasses or something. Yeah. The whole show. Yeah. Then was it Mark DeRosa said like, and that was the guy that dated Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox, and nobody else had heard that. And they were like, whoa, that guy.
Yeah, they gave him a bunch of fist bumps. Yeah. For bringing that.
So I think I was like, you made me come in here and watch that, but obviously I'm still like, think it's funny and I'm thinking See, about
that's
it.
A good show. Thank you for the updates on the AC. I think we're good. And hacky sack, that, you know,
it's maybe a thing.
Yeah, maybe a thing. And we have a couple. Maybe next week we'll do a we'll do another. Is this a thing? Because we have a few more that we want to.
Oh, I'll throw out just one quick one. You remember that clothing store, Bebe? Like the Kardashians.
B-E-B-E.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a mall clothing store is kind of like clubby. Like everything's like black and clubby.
Were they the originators of the words on the back of the sweatpants?
No, that was Juicy.
Oh, Juicy.
Yeah. But the same era, yeah, though. Yeah. And the same kind of look. I'm sure there were Bebe shorts and stuff, but
yeah.
Juicy was the first. Juicy Couture or whatever was the first one. And so there was like the Kardashians were part of like wore Bebe or like were, I don't know, sponsored. Somehow were involved with Bebe. So whenever a few years ago when they were kind of like the biggest thing, I mean, I guess they're still a thing, but like when they were really, really a thing, and yeah, there would be Bebe. And this I came across Bebe because I was looking up to see if the Nike store was dog friendly, because I needed to go and return something and I had the dogs with me and it would have just been easier to bring them with me. And so I was looking up, like, I couldn't find definitively if the Nike store was dog friendly, so I was looking at lists of dog friendly stores, and every list I saw of dog friendly stores, Bebe was mentioned. And I'm like, are there still Bebes out there? So is Bebe still a thing? That's what I want to know, because every other store seemed like, you know, it wasn't like they were putting Abercrombie and Fitch or Sears, or like, you know, like older stores.
Yeah, Baker's.
Yeah, yeah. So what are stores that have closed?
Or the Limited. Is the Limited still a thing?
I think it's still a thing.
Casual
too.
Corner.
We just, like, I don't see like mall stores much.
I was trying to think of, like, when I worked at the Locker.
Wait, what's the Structure?
Structure. Yeah, I think like I've had a few Structured shirts in my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that became like Express Men, and then I don't even know if it still exists. So, I mean, Limited Brands still exist, but anyway, yeah, Bebe. Is Bebe still a thing? Do people still shop at Bebe?
Yeah, let's find out. Tell us if you or anyone you know still shops at Bebe. Right, we're going to wrap up here, and I just want to do a quick next door update. So this one coming up in Rogers Park, just with the headline, piano. Need help moving a piano from my first floor unit to basement. 10-minute job, $20. The first person's like, I'm sorry, have you weighed a piano lately? Hope you get help. And then the only other person to reply was, piano movers cost about $150 minimum, and you need 2 to 3 movers.
What this guy? No, it's, yeah, what are you thinking? I can't imagine what this person is thinking, but they think this thing would get a, like, this would be a thing that everybody would jump on.
Like a toy piano? Yeah. Oh my god,
$20.
I'm gonna go move a piano. This is great. This is the guy
it will only take 10 minutes. It will be super easy.
This is like the guy that will say like, hey, I have to go out of town, can anybody give me a ride to the airport?
Yes. Yeah. Someone maybe this week posted a thing about like, has anybody taken an Uber from Rogers Park to the airport? How much does it cost? And I'm like, that's the point of Uber. You know exactly how much it's gonna cost. It's not like you take a cab and
you could
like,
just like check right
know
now
until the end.
You can go to the app
and you can schedule it and it will tell you exactly how much it's gonna cost. Like there's it's black and white. There's a clear answer.
So anyway, I hope Burl in Rogers Park received help moving his piano from his first floor to a basement.
We've had to actually stop our recording a few times while Stickers barked. Zuzu got nervous, and we dealt with cats walking across the equipment. But so we are now a four animal household. Now we have officially decided to adopt Keith, our last foster kitten. It's our first foster fail, and we will keep fostering. We will get another crew in here, but we've decided to welcome Keith into our family.
And yeah, I love this little guy,
and our animals love him.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah. But this is one of those things where
as he's annoying lemur right now in front of us.
This is, you know, you see these stories about people that have 15 cats. And you're like, how could this happen? You're like, how
this happens one by one.
Right. I was like, how could this happen? How could you have 15 cats? But this is how you have 15 cats. You save a couple and then you keep one.
Yeah. We've gone through a lot. This is our 11th foster and he's our first fail.
You keep one. You get rid of three, keep one.
We get rid of 10, we keep one.
So those add up after, you know, this is what happens. Like after 10 years, we're going to have 10 cats.
Well, he plays with Zuzu, our dog, and then yesterday he's been kind of bothering our cat lemur, but then yesterday they snuggled and slept together and I was like, okay, this we're gonna keep him.
All right, so that's it for Molly and Pete Save Everything for this week. We will be back next week.
Something with some like more. That.
So what are the assignments for the listeners? Our movies? Do you still go to movies?
Do people still go to movies?
Do you enjoy them?
Do you eat a shake with your meal?
Do you eat a creamsicle shake with your meal?
And do people still shop at Bay Bay?
And do people still shop at Bay Bay? That's it. We'll talk to you next week. She comes out of the sun and a silk dress run. Don't bother asking for explanation. She'll just tell you that she came in the end.